Okay, my piece is called The Drum, and as it says on the sheet, it's part of a collection that I'm in the process of writing, and they're all kind of interconnected, and some of the characters reappear and some of the themes do. One of them is the drum, which is important because it's always been associated with music, but also the oral tradition, and in some places with magic and with voodoo and with other things. Basically I'm reading as the narrator is 16 and he's just inherited a drum from his dead uncle. This drum my uncle Trev left me, pure polished mahogany, tick, solid. It curving at the side and each string come down around it. Broken skin like the crust on my foot bottom. I've been staring at it all night wondering what to do. I don't peer in the top though, I don't want to catch fright again. When I set my eyes on this, I knew straight away it was kind of weird, more than a typical drum. They wheel it in this morning, day after the funeral, with bubble wrap around it so it look about twice the size. There weren't even space for it up in my room, so I had to go and move the chest of drawers in front of the wardrobe. I was thinking, this is a long thing. Soon as that guy who bring this in go away, I'm gonna have to chuck it out again. But then Dad got all of my tits about it. Throw out that rubbish, he said. I just chupsed and bit off a piece of sellotape keeping the bubble wrap together. He shook his head side to side, what it does when he gets angry. What kind of madness is this, hmm? Where are you going to find space? And where are you going to find time to take up drumming now? You should be doing your studies. Rare, you know how the rents get. So I let him rail up a little bit. Uncle Trev give me this. What you want to be wasting your time for with a stupid drum? But it's what he done left me though. He look at me funny, creasing up the side of his mouth like he wanted to tell me something big. Only then it got me thinking, why even care about a stupid drum? I made up my mind to keep it. That thing's going, okay? I don't want to see it in your room tomorrow. It's my room, no? And it's my house. You do what I say. That thing's going. I started popping the bubble wrap. That kind of thing pisses him off, you know? He kissed his teeth and left. End of, I thought. My dad's a Wilson, true and true. Tall, red skin and angry half the time. But he got none of the madness of the Webleys, my mum's side. Uncle Trev was on my mum's side, even though he looked a bit like Dad. He weren't loaded or anything, so when he dropped dead all of a sudden, there was no tug of war business, no late night meetings, and no family sitting around in their cliques with their fold up arms at the funeral, giving bad looks to this one because he or she got this while they only got that. And no bad talking over the coffin. Not like when Granddad died and Auntie Ruth took the mic and said how mean he was till the end. That day was madness. She just said, but I don't feel no way about it no more. Just look upon me, Daddy. I'm bigger than you now. And she pushed out her chest and flashed her gold teeth for all of us. Auntie Ruth's got issues, granted. But my family's mad like that, you know? Any excuse to bring up old grief. So Uncle Trev's funeral was pretty standard. All I got was a few funny looks from the rest of the fam, which I guess was because I was Uncle Trev's favourite and there was looking a drama. I knew there weren't no money coming my way, but I was hoping for something. Maybe I wasn't expecting that big bem-bem of a drum sitting in the corner of the room, but there you go. Don't get me wrong, yeah? I was sad and everything, but it was kind of waiting to happen. Two twos, yeah? Before he died, you go anywhere near Shepherd's Bush Green and you know you're gonna see Uncle Trev half naked on a bench, surrounded by bottles and not even red stripe. And he'd be chatting some foolishness with a bunch of dreads or playing dominoes in the rain. Dad'd say once in front of Mum, if I didn't watch my step, I was gonna end up cursed like Uncle Trev. So then Mum got vexed and they have a bust up about it. You can't backbite my brother like that, Mum said. He's crazy, and I don't want him corrupted. His voice lowered, so I never catch that last bit. You don't know what will happen. You can't say them things about him. I can say what I like. There's no way that man setting foot in my house again. Come again? Your house? You mean our house? And then mum went all raggo and bust out screaming, and the spoons went flying and everything. But by the time dad went off to work, they made up. Typical. I always wanted them to split so I could get two birthday presents. It never happened. Mum just come in the door without knocking. I know she'd been talking after me with dad. Look, child, why you hold on to this? She was pointing at the drum, screwing up her face, like just to prove a point. She went over to it. See how it all and mash up? She bashed the drum once with her fist, and the sound went round the whole house, a low rumble like when your belly run. But it shook the room, and when it stopped, I was kind of dizzy, like I'd been hitting a bong hard. I'd never heard nothing like that in my life. I guess the skin needed tightening up or something. Sound like new to me, I said, even though I could see the skin looked like paper from the olden days. Why are you and dad so hung up on a drum? Don't you mind, okay? There's things about your uncle, things about your family you don't know. Well, why don't you tell me then? Just trust me on that one, she said. And that drum not staying here. She had her head crooked looking over at it, and I swear it had gone twice the size. The whole thing come up to her shoulder. I thought you was on my side. Lord have mercy. You hear step or something, don't mind yourself about sides. There's no sides. You shouldn't have taken it from him. When she shouts, she always moves her hand up and down. So down it went, slap. And maybe she kind of did that on purpose, right? But the skin broke. She ran out the room. Now look what you done, I say to her breeze. It was mine. And I went over to go grab it for the first time. So I touched the drum, yeah? And it was pushing up against the wall and the wardrobe. It must have grown. It was warm and everything. Like more than room warm or body warm. This thing was like an oven. And now it really had got bigger. It was up to my chest. And that bit that go in like a necktie, I swear it was going in and out like breathing. But I didn't scream. Just come closer till I was reaching into it and everything. I realized this thing was alive. When I reached over and touched the top, the thick yellow paper skin, it crackled. And I reached over some more and looked in. And that's the exact moment my life went downhill. Mum was real vexed when Sister Campbell tell her Uncle Trev dead. One of the first things she come out with was like, why it couldn't have been your Uncle Glenway? That's deep. Uncle Glenway is another story. He drink twice as much as Uncle Trev, but is only half as bad with it. Uncle Glenway's liver must have shriveled down to the size of a chicken McNugget. Chicken McNugget right now, which gets smaller every year. But the old man's so bitter, he don't want anyone getting their hands on his things. So says Mum, so not quite the truth, but kind of halfway there. Anyways, Sister Campbell came round to break the news 5 minutes after I got back from school. Sis Campbell, she like telling you she knows something you don't know and rub it in, yeah? So she come in and breeze through the corridor like, listen here to what I have to say. And she sat down on my beanbag. The big fat mumper squeezed all the air out of it. Then she pull out the remote from under her ass and she switch off the TV and she tell Mum, sit down, it's something big she have to say. And there we are, thinking her son Fitz has well and truly got himself done for. That boy's so crazy, I swear he's going to end up killing someone. But then she break the news and tell us Uncle Trev dead. All the while her eyes on me with this pity for Sophia look. Her mum just push up her face like Nanny got run her belly. That Trevor always want to be first, she said. They was twins, yeah? Uncle Trevor and Uncle Glenway. But Uncle Trevor swear blind he was the oldest. So he marry first, divorce first, and of course he die first. It's this twin rival thing they must have. My own mum told me time ago I'm lucky I don't have no twin because she would have done giving me to grandma the moment I pop out of her belly. But then she said something else. She turned around and looked at me while still staring at Stoopies. You know, the Webleys, we have a thing about the first child. What do you mean, mum? I never tell you this before, but you need to watch out. Mum, you'll see. She left it like that when a doorbell rang and it was Bruce come round to play on my PSP. I didn't even like the boy. There's something going on there, that guy's off. But Mum said I should let him come around because we needed more male vibes around the house or something when Dad was out doing his night shift. I didn't mind too much though, because when Bruce was here, I could climb out the back window and go blaze around the corner for a bit. Sis Campbell was sitting there on my cushion, yeah, shaking her head and saying how bad it is, how people is dying so young and not getting to know the Lord, and how there'll be no men left in Mum's family, since Uncle Glenway surely got to be the next, and Uncle Christian is living a life of Sodom and Gomorrah. I was trying not to crack up, because I'd been blazing all afternoon with these kids around the corner I don't even know for Adam, and I was a bit lean still. Good stuff, purple haze. So I was trying not to bust up laughing, because the way she was talking and not stopping even to breathe was pure jokes, and the way her arms were flapping about, bumper to belly, her whole front was moving up and down like a mini Mexican wave. You had to be there. And she was basically talking to herself. Mum was going in and out of the kitchen, first with tea, then with the washing that she laid out on the heater, then a bag full of guinep that she gave her. But Sis Campbell just went on and on, looking at the blank screen on the TV. All that was missing was some popcorn. It was madness. And then Mum just busted out with it. Oh no, Kieran, I'm going to have to go and buy you another suit. Why am I for dying now, right at the beginning of the month, when we done spend all the money? You couldn't just hold out a little bit? And she busts out crying. She just curl up in the middle of the floor and cry. I nearly wet myself laughing, and Sister Campbell finally stopped talking and give me one look. Is what sweet, you child? You know, see your mother there upon the floor bawling, and you got to laugh after her? And I tried to tell her it wasn't Mum I was laughing at, but seeing her cry on the floor over some soup. And it's not like she was doing anything about it. I got up from the stool I was on and went over to her. I knew she was all right, because she don't cry for nothing like paying for suits. I got a suit that fit me fine that I wore to Nanny Glenda's funeral last month, so I figured she was doing that thing again that mums do. I squeezed her shoulders and she shook me off. You have no idea, child, she'd say, and curl up again. Sister Campbell waited a good minute after Mum got herself back together. Then she started chatting some next shit. She's not even blood family, but I swear she makes out she knows everything about every single one of us. Her head's full up with so much rubbish. The only thing that make her hurry out the door is when people talk duppy stories. So I was all gonna start making up some shit about crazy Doreen next door saying how she can bring up the dead. But I catch one look at Mum, yeah? She was looking at me again with her face creased up like she knew what I was going to spout out with. And Sis Campbell just stopped mid-flow and looked at me as well. Poor child, you don't even have a clue, she said, and bit her lip, first time ever. So I let that one slide. I've been looking into the drum through the broken papery skin for ages. I slide my hands over the wooden surface, blink, and look again. Still there. What looked like a little worm at the bottom? No. Maybe a snail or not. A snake. It's getting bigger and fatter, looking up at me, right into my face with its two big yellow eyes. I can't run away though, I have to look. Definitely ain't no snake. Not that I've ever seen a real snake before. My Uncle Trevor's face is on the end of this snaky thing and he's giving me this wide grin like we ain't seen each other for days. True say we haven't. You look like you see a duppy, he said to me, and I never even have it in me to scream. So boy, why you not get me a drink, he say, and I'm just there, mouth wide open. This time I do scream, but no sound comes out. When I close my eyes and open them again, he's still there, and he's big and green and kind of squidgy. I fall back on the bed and there's this sound coming out of my mouth like a squeak. Wamek, he says, and his head's coming out the top. It's large and scaly and swelled up like a balloon. And he looks slimy like a slug. You never see a genie man before? A what? A genie man, he shouts. And I watch his wobbly mouth moving. But when I look closely, there's no teeth or nothing. All the time I'm like, what's this ugly version of Uncle Trev chatting about? Genie. I'm so shocked I never even get what he's saying. I'm thinking, that's a girl's name, Genie. But a genie? No way, this whole genie thing was on some next level. You lost me there, I see. I'm struggling to get this. I know this has to be a dream. My little fat green uncle with his head popping out of a drum telling me he's a genie, man. Your ears must be there for something. I say a G-E-N. No, 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 I heard that bit. But this is fucked up. And suddenly, what he's saying, it hits me. You mean a genie, like three wishes and everything? It's so mad I got to bust up laughing. This had better be good. This had better be some messed up joke. A genie? Yes, a genie. Never see a tin boy so tick, he hissed, this sad look on his scaly face. Gonna catch me some shut-eye, he said. I hear him slide back down. The skin crackles on the drum and his fat genie belly rubs against the side. By the time I get up and look in, he's about the size of a worm again. I sit down on my bed for a while, head thumping. I notice Mum's in the room and I just look at her one time. Leave me alone, I say, and my voice is all shaky. She slips out without a word. I don't even know what this is about still. Don't know why Mum's tiptoeing around like I got all the 24 hours to live. Trying to put the two and two together. Something clicks. First, the closed coffin at the funeral. The whispers of my uncles announcing my mum. The looks towards me, which I thought was because they knew I was the favourite nephew. So I start thinking, what's going on here? If he's a genie, Uncle Trev's going to make me rich and everything, yeah? I've seen the films. Since when went that good news? Magic carpets, allow that one. I'm going to ask for a big old mansion for starters, like in Cribs. My own private room with a lock so the rents learn how to knock. And don't get me started on the extras. Jacuzzi, cinema, a maid in a tight uniform and everything. But there's a voice in my head saying, hold on a minute, I'm missing something. Why ain't this good news? Why have I got this sick feeling in my belly inside telling me it's gone seriously wrong? And how come I already know deep down what the score is? Somehow, sometime, I know I'm going to end up trapped in this drum. And I'm going to end up as green as one of Uncle Trev's beer bottles. A genie man, just like him. I hear snoring coming from the inside. I just sit there and think there's no way I'm keeping this here. No way I'm keeping this drum, this madness, this creature that thinks he's my uncle snoring all night. But I know something's up with that too. I've been staring at this thing all night. There's too much being kept from me. And now I don't even want to know. I don't know what to do.